So let me just read the names of those people who will be up before the mini set. And again, things kind of jump around here as folks come in. Okay. The first of the five people, or five acts, first will be Suzanne Owens. Second will be Loose Change. Third will be Dorothea Juno Johnston. Fourth will be Mike Santoro. And fifth will be Michelle Boulay. That takes us up to the mini set. So right now I'd like to welcome a wonderful writer and performer. She was actually performing here Saturday night in the Saturday Night series. Please welcome Suzanne Owens.
Thank you. This isn't a very up poem, but it's sort of bluesy. Well, it's nice. And the title sort of goes with yours, too. From the Garage After You've Gone. The Square. This square is no good to me. It's used for testing the straightness of walls only. How far from 90 degrees they lean. That one wall we tore down from girders and supporting beams. When I could see through the plaster dust, it was as if the dining room had tipped spilling light into the dark kitchen, spreading it along the floor like golden soup from the southern room into the northern one. But I noticed patches of light, patches the light couldn't reach. An alcove by the chair, the table, a niche next to the stove, and corners by the desk and the door. Dark places that, over time, grew. The seeds. I'd almost forgotten what kind of seeds are in that faded bag. I can't see the label anymore, and even some of the burlap has begun to rot. Some seeds found in tombs have lasted 3,000 years and still grow. Seeds encased in hard shells have a better chance of lasting. Birds deposit them, and they can grow 50 miles away. But other soft-skinned seeds can last for only a time. They need a dry darkness. Because you keep them over the winter doesn't mean they'll grow next spring. A few years ago, I bought a bright-colored packet of flower seeds in February and left them on the windowsill. All spring, throughout the fall, and into the winter, every time I opened the window and saw their pictures, tulips, irises, geranium, daffodil, I felt guilty. The rain and sun had faded the colors on the packets, and finally I threw them out. By now, these seeds here must have started to rot inside this burlap bag, day by day over the years. So what's the use of carting them to the dump in the U-Haul now? I may as well throw them out in the lawn for the birds to eat. And yet, something inside me wants to take one of those lifeless seeds and plant it. Maybe one night its unrealized power would rise up out of the rain into some vengeful flower, endlessly surrendering its petals. The bike. It hangs up there in a hook like a prehistoric insect. Its wheels, spoked wings, idle in the air. Its outmoded handlebars, feelers, suspended. All those times I rode the children behind me on that tiny seat. Those first 5 years cycling my daughter, our conversation growing deeper as she grew heavier until she went to school and began. And then I began the next 5 years, weightless, a baby son, a crooner behind me again. I'd love to glide again down that beam of road, straight as a searchlight to the water, by all the bulrushes, 1,000 sentinels that formed a hedge on either side, a protection from the wind. Arriving at the end of the road seemed like some kind of completion, where every day dissolved. Thanks.
Thank you, Suzanne. One more big hand for Suzanne Owens.